Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for The Shift. There's more and more coming out with this Obamacare. All the things that everyone was afraid of is coming to fruition. Big surprise, I tell you. I would like to thank Elemental Research for their sponsoring this show. So remember, Elemental Research Incorporated is home of Angstrom Minerals, the most assimilable minerals on the market. That means that they get into the cells where all the work takes place. Now, I'd like to let everybody know that I have a new email address if you'd like to email me. Any questions or if you'd like to have a particular subject covered on the show, whether it be in the healthcare political realm or in the naturopathic realm, because remember, I am a naturopath. And that is theshift2010@gmail.com. That's theshift2010@gmail.com. So you can always drop me an email. Alrighty. Well, you know, I've been watching all the news and stuff like that, and the New York Times went and blew the lid off what we already knew about Obamacare, and that is that it's going to result in government-rationed health care, and that is going to be because they want to control the costs associated with keeping the programs running and, safe from any kind of immediate catastrophic financial collapse. You know, it's kind of convenient that all the information comes out after Obamacare has been passed and Obama sat there with his smug look on his face and signing this into law, which, of course, I'm very tickled to hear that the attorney generals across the nation are filing lawsuits against it because it's unconstitutional. So these things are coming out. Now, the New York Times came out with an article that explains exactly what may have, what many like myself have been saying for over a year now, talking about the cost-benefit analysis that they keep talking about, which is a lie. Well, the federal government is now starting to build the institutions that will try to reduce the soaring growth of health care costs. There'll be a group to compare the effectiveness of different treatments, a so-called Medicare Innovation Center, and a Medicare Oversight Board that can set payment rates. But all the groups will face the same basic problem. Deep down, Americans tend to believe that more care is better care, and we do recoil from the efforts to restrict our care. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but allowing the government to tell me what to do with my body that God gave me is repugnant. That idea is repugnant to me because they want to control everything. We believe as Americans that if we have proper care, we're going to have good health. And if we take care of ourselves, we'll have good health. But the government says that we're not smart enough to do that. And so they're going to take over and take care of us. That means control us, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't taking care of. They say it's going to save money, but it's going to cost us a lot in the long run. $2.2 trillion or more. And they say, oh, it's going to lower, we're going to lower taxes, not going to put any new taxes in place. Well, if you're watching the news this week, you'll see that they're saying, well, we can't sustain it. We have to raise the taxes. Another example of President Obama's bald-faced lies. He lies to us, bald-faced. Mm-hmm. You know, from an economic perspective, health reform will fail because it's just not right. I think that we should really unite and fight this whole deal as a nation, not as just individuals, but it takes the individuals to make up the movement. So that means you and myself, we need to get out there and fight for what we believe to be right. And what's really exciting is that the Tea Party, it started out as just a grassroots movement. Then they were having tea parties related to the Boston Tea Party, where they threw all the tea because of all the taxation and things. Anyway, they started out campaigning against Obamacare. And now they actually have been organizing, and they've become organized. They are getting central leadership in place, and it's very exciting because that means that we may have another party coming out that's not just the same old 6 and 7 of the Democrats who have become the socialists and the Republicans that I'm not sure who they are. We need the fiscal and religious conservatives in office to go back to our roots as American citizens. So they have created this Obamacare that's going to be riddled with shortcomings. And they're saying that it's going to fix all the problems with the insurance companies. No, it's not. And if you believe that, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you. Mm-hmm. What this is is just tantamount to a hostile takeover. If you watched what happened on the Hill, you'll have seen them telling us, well, too bad, we don't care what you the people want, because the polls said that 52% of Americans strongly opposed this whole Obamacare. It's amazing that there's only 6% of the American people that believe that we are being represented by our representatives. They're supposed to do what we say, not what they get paid to say by the lobbyists out there. And I can tell you, one of the biggest lobbyists out there is the pharmaceutical companies, paying everybody off. That's right. Socialism is not an American way, and that's what they're trying to pass off on us. And this healthcare reform is just an in-your-face move. So, ladies and gentlemen, we better pay close attention. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're going to move on to different subject matter because we've been whipping this horse in. And we had the people saying no, but the government said yes, no matter what you want. So we have to pick up and fight for what's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, go to healthfreedomusa.org. And thevitaminlawyer.com and all those different websites where you can find the petitions. And you can also go to drannette.com. Remember to spell it all out, drannette.com, where there will be links and information available for you, along with the archives of these shows, so that you can find the information that I'm talking about and make your own informed decision and have a way to respond to it. Another good one is Mercola.com, naturalnews.com. They've got some great things. Well, we're going to talk today more in depth about vaccines. Right. Well, it's all part of the same big push because the CDC knows full well that vaccines are causal behind autism, attention deficit disorder, ADHD, and a lot of other neurological diseases. But yet they want to force us to take them. Because I want you to remember, the CDC are the guys that create the vaccines. They make money from creating a vaccine and selling it to lots of people in cahoots with the pharmaceutical companies. Right. And then the FDA is standing right beside them going, yeah, we'll fill our coffers too. Hey, American people, we're going to poison you to death. And if you're a more radical believer, then you will look at the Bilderberg Group, who is purportedly a group of, I think it was 40-something. I'd have to look it up. But anyway, there's a group of people out there that are just below the Illuminati, according to some of the more extreme points of view, that are controlling everything, and that they are committing global genocide. interestingly enough. And what's really scary about all of that, and you know, I really don't like going down those roads too much, is that, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on out there that kind of points in that direction. And vaccines just happens to be one of them. Now, what's interesting is that for a while, these vaccines are one of the causal factors behind autism and the rise in these kinds of neurological disorders in our children. Well, at first they started talking about thimerosal. Now, thimerosal is the substance in a vaccine that has mercury in it. And everyone knows that mercury is a neurotoxin and it'll kill you. And that's why they put it in a vaccine, because nothing can live in the presence of mercury. Well, so what happened? Okay, well, they took it out of all of the single dose vaccines. But autism continued to grow. They said, oh, well, what we found is it's a gene. Well, you know, there's some truth to the fact that there is a gene that is associated with autism. However, it has to be activated for it to create that condition. It's just like the whole concept of heredity. If your whole family has, diabetes, if you suffer the same deficiencies as the rest of your family, that is how your family will manifest the deficiencies in your body. So by the same token, if you have certain genes, like this one that they found in autism, if you excite that gene with neurotoxins, you're going to manifest that condition. So this is why some children don't get the autistic or attention deficit type of disorders from the vaccines, while others do. Well, they took that thimerosal out of the single dose, but it's still in the multi-dose. And it looks like we're coming up on the break. So you're going to want to stay tuned, because we're going to talk about what else could be causing it in those vaccines, because the numbers continue to rise and there's a legitimate concern about it. And they're trying to debunk anyone's claims that these vaccines are causal behind the manifestation of these neurological disorders. And there is a lot behind this, so you want to stay tuned to hear that. Remember, drannette.com, drannette.com, and also theshift2010@gmail.com, theshift2010@gmail.com. Write me, let me know what you think and what you, the listener, want to hear about. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
All right, we're back from the break, and we're talking about vaccines. But first, I'd like to remind you that there is always dances going on at Dance Me Cassini, one of the great ways for you to get physical exercise and enjoy good company, clean fun, and, you know, I would recommend it highly. They're at 4409 West River Bend Avenue. That's right, 4409 West River Bend in Post Falls, Idaho, at the Factory Outlets. And, you know, you might be able to see me down there, so come on down. I love to dance. Let's give it a twirl. That's right. Anyway, another thing is we're still working on getting Tony Horton on the show. I'm hoping to get him on that pretty soon. Tony Horton is one of the premier physical trainers behind P90, P90X, and I'm still doing P90X for those of you who have asked me that question. I'm on round three. It's a phenomenal program. The diet is the hardest part, so give it a check. Go over to beachbody.com and take a look at the different exercises they have, because they have one for everyone. So don't let excuses come into the way. Get out there, get moving. Whether it be dancing, something from one of these at-home programs, going to the gym, or whatever suits your fancy, but get moving, because it's absolutely essential for optimal health. All right, these vaccines. There was a comment that I found really interesting. It was from Dr. John Clements of the WHO Vaccine Advisor. That's position. That's who he is. He says, quote, "Aluminum is not perceived, I believe, by the public as a dangerous metal. Therefore, we are in a much more comfortable wicket in terms of defending its presence in vaccines." Well, notice that he says aluminum is not perceived by the public as a dangerous metal. He couldn't say that it's simply safe, because that would be a big fat lie. That's right. So what's in there? Aluminum. Now, for a long time, we have known that aluminum is a neurotoxin. We have known that it causes things. It's one of the causal factors behind Alzheimer's or dementia and many other disorders. So if you get aluminum in your body, everyone knows that's bad. Even the restaurants have gotten away from aluminum cookware. That's right. So we know these to be facts. And so this guy is misled if he thinks that we don't know that, because we do. Now, there's an ebook, and I'll put the link up there, from Dr. Mercola's site, by Neil Miller, director of the Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. And it documents the hazards associated with aluminum-laden vaccines. Our children are receiving high levels of these vaccines. Now, remember, thimerosal, another heavy metal like aluminum, but even far more toxic, is still in the multi-dose. So if you're getting you see the doctor or nurse pulling out a dose out of a bottle. It's a bigger bottle, and there's still stuff left in there. There's thimerosal in there. That's right. That's a multi-dose. Single dose is the ones where there's only one single dose per vial. That's the only one they've taken it out of, pretty much. But in every one of them, the single and multi-doses have mercury. Aluminum, sorry. And I've talked about this with you before, talking about these vaccines. Now, as I've told you before, I have twin grandsons. They're absolutely beautiful children. I love them with all my heart. And I watched the light go out in my grandchildren's eyes before I became aware of the hazards of vaccines. They were fine until they had these vaccines. For those of you out there with the same issue, my heart is there with you. And that's one reason I bring these shows to you, is to tell you about these neurotoxins. And, aluminum is cumulative in your body, and it's dangerous to put it in your body. It's not supposed to be there. No, it's not. Now, there are vaccines containing high concentrations of the neurotoxic aluminum, and they're added to the child's immunization schedule. And they're adding more to the vaccines that they're taking the mercury out of. What do you think of that? So they're taking out the mercury, and there was already aluminum in them, and now they're adding more aluminum to the vaccines that don't have mercury. What? Oh my goodness. A 2-month-old baby now receives approximately 1,225 micrograms of aluminum from the vaccines that they're given. That's 50 times higher than safety levels. Now, the FDA and the CDC and the WHO are aware of the dangers, and they expect us, the parents and grandparents, to play Russian roulette with our children's safety, hoping that perhaps they don't bear that gene. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that it creates other problems, not just autism or ADHD, ADD. There's a wide variety of issues that comes from that. So when the mercury was removed from the vaccine, except for the flu vaccine years ago, it was under the guise, and a false one at that, that vaccines were now safe. What the agencies didn't want you to know and what they didn't tell you is that there are all kinds of other toxic additives still in the vaccine, like animal DNA, spermicide. Is it spermicide? I think so. And I remember that it also has antibiotics that are aimed at STDs in there. Aluminum. Aluminum hydroxide. Now, vaccine has two components. The agent that you want to elicit an immune response, such as measles virus, things like that, which enhances the immune response. But what they want to enhance that immune response with is highly toxic compounds, including aluminum compounds, MSG, and mercury. Now, these are supposed to boost your immune system. But what it does is it creates an overactive immune system. Now, if you want to eat healthy and exercise, that's the best way to activate your natural immune system. Now, there's a Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, a board-certified neurosurgeon and author, who says, quote, studies have shown that these adjuvants from a single vaccine can cause immune overreaction for as long as 2 years. This means that the brain... The microglia, remain active as well, continuously pouring out destructive chemicals. Yes, it's very destructive. The aluminum can harm your brain. Well, it's self-evident in what we see going on out there with our children. When your child is injected with a vaccine, the compounds in it that contain aluminum accumulate not only in the site of the injection, but travel to your brain and accumulate there. In your brain, the aluminum enters into neurons and glial cells. I think I pronounced that right. And there have been lots of studies that have shown that aluminum can activate parts of your brain and do so for a long periods of time. And that means that aluminum in your vaccine is priming your brain to overreact. So the next vaccine, it acts to trigger the enhanced inflammatory reaction and releases things like excitotoxins, glutamate, and more. So it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, to become very informed about vaccines. There is a website you can go and visit for a lot more information. It is www.vaccineresistancemovement.org. Vaccineresistancemovement.org. Don't be fooled again, they say. Because here's a quote from the VRM, The Problem with Vaccines. It was 21st of February 2010 by Joel Lord that says, quote, the whole basis for vaccine is unphysiological. The vast majority of infections enter the body through the nasal passage and the gastrointestinal tract or the guts. Accordingly, 80% of the body's immune system is situated at these junctures, the first line of defense. Vaccines are injected into deep muscle tissue, a route which literally bypasses one's natural defense altogether. Thus, the body is left vulnerable to live viruses and heavy metals. Most vaccines are laced with two forms of aluminum, directly linked to early onset Alzheimer's disease, microphagic myofasciitis, chronic fatigue syndrome, and thimerosal mercury, a devastating neurotoxin implicated in the explosive spread of autism, now 1 in 67, and linked to physiological, neurological, and immunological problems. Heavy metals eventually collect in the brain and lingered there for decades, upwards of a lifetime. When combined, these toxins render a more lethal form of mercury ion. So that is vaccineresistancemovement.org. You want to go through there. They got lots of articles, and it is vital that you become informed about this. We're coming to the end of the show, but next week I'm going to pick back up on this issue. We're going to talk more about the vaccines and what's in them, what's going on. And there's a Dr. Andrew Wakeman, who's being crucified by Big Pharma for speaking out against vaccine. And, you know, I think that we have a medical mafia going on. It is a organized crime. It's called a cartel for a reason. And I remember when I was a kid, a cartel was directly associated with La Costa Nostra, you know, the mob. So when they say it on the news that this is the drug cartel, well, you know, think about it a second. What does that mean? Organized crime. Anyway, remember you can go to drannette.com and take a look at the links, and also to have archives of the show up there. You can write me an email at theshift2010@gmail.com. I hope you have a healthy and happy week. Let me know what you, the listener, want to hear about, and I'll talk to you again next Saturday.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free, plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.